One that comes to mind, I guess, is a pair of swimsuit bottoms that were originally black and then returned and they were no longer black. They'd been faded out, so it was a little interesting.
Yeah, that would be a problem. ABC's Scott Goldberg is following the return frenzy this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Amanda. Yeah, I don't know if anyone got a swimsuit as a Christmas present, and if so, they haven't had time to fade it, I would hope. But a lot of other stuff is going to be going back to stores today, and retailers are anticipating that. They're anticipating people shopping with gift cards as well. This is the busiest day of the year for cashing in gift cards, no surprise. And they also, these retailers, are hoping that while you're there, you're going to spend more money, not just bring stuff back or use your gift cards. They have deals that are crazy deals, up to 75% off in some places, two-for-one deals, all of that. They're trying to have a strong finish to the holiday season after some indications are they might have had a bit of a lackluster shopping season to this point.
Is there some sense that these deals being offered today are a lot larger than in usual days after Christmas?
I don't know necessarily that that's true, Greg. I think there might be a little more emphasis on this week this year because it was a shorter holiday shopping season. Thanksgiving was late. So the people who, and actually 20% of shoppers I was reading, wait until the day after Christmas to do their holiday shopping because they know these deals are always going to be there. But this year you might be hearing a little bit more about them because there was less time for people to do the shopping and because foot traffic was down, reported 21% at brick and mortar stores in the week leading up to Christmas. Retailers really are going to perhaps extend the sales this year to make sure they have a strong finish.